Hello, the Celtic Underground podcast is back, sort of, for its 13th season. This is the season 28-2019.
People might say that I should strive for more, but I'm so happy I can't see that point. Things happening here today.
And apologies for the delay. We took a summer break because there was more important things in life going on. And I know we haven't completed the Celtic Underground Top 10 podcast, so that will be out very, very shortly. But before then, the season commenced with the first game against Livingston at Celtic Park. We have the audio from Brendan, Tom Rogic and Kenny Miller coming up. What's maybe not so obvious from the audio, but certainly obvious from being there, that Brendan Moon is a slightly agitated mood, and I'm led to believe that that's simply he was a bit irritated by the last minute goal and the switching off, because his various targets that the team have set themselves for this season, including the lack of, or the number I should say, of clean sheets at Celtic Park. Anyway, this is Brendan, Tom Rogic and Kenny Miller. Brendan confirms that we're about to sign Daniel Arzani from Melbourne City via Man City, and Tom Rogic also discusses him chatting away to him. So this is me, Harry Brady, with these guys.
Yeah, very, very good performance from us and on the back of the game in the week as well. So now I thought we played the game with real good energy and good tempo, and never easy when teams are sat in like that and deep, and credit to Livingston because they will make it difficult for you, and they're very honest group of players that you can see, very spirited in terms of, you know, the work rate and everything. But I thought some of our play today was exceptional. Our only disappointment was the goal at the end. We just failed to adjust to, obviously, Olivier being injured, so we got to just sort that problem out on the field at times whenever he can't then get back in and track the guy who scored. So, but apart from that, there's so many positives from today, and you want to start with a win, which we did.
How is Olivier? When is he coming up?
I don't know. He's with the medical team now, so we'll assess that and see where he's at.
At that time of the game, was it important to manage the game to an extent with Wednesday in mind? Did you have one eye on that as the game sort of ticked forward and you knew the 3 points were sort of in by there at that time?
Yeah, I think that was the idea earlier on in the game. Obviously taking Hudson off and trying to get Lee some game time, you know, and he was excellent. I thought when he came on, good movement, running in behind, touch was good, worked very hard, giving young Mikey some game time as well, as long as the others, you know, as well, like Salustic and Simonovic getting games and Tom Rogic. So we tried to manage that side of it. It was just unfortunate the tried to make a tactical foul, I think, all earlier up on the touchline. The guy got away from him and he's made the foul a wee bit deeper, so but we'll see. We'll see how he is.
Just looking at that game ahead, if Pinchan was to be out, I mean, how big a blow is that? How crucial is he to you?
It's not even worth talking about because we don't know if he's out or not. So it's all hindsight. Let's see where he's at in the next couple of days.
Good game time for Rodgers to perform. Good game time for Johnny Hayes. Great shot for the goal.
Yeah, it was a great cross. I think the initial first one came in from Mika and we just didn't get quite on the end of it, but it's one of his strengths. He's a wonderful crosser of the ball, Johnny, with both feet, and nice to see Tom getting on the end of it with a header. So yeah, it was a good period of play, and obviously very dogged team Livingston, but I thought we'd moved the ball about and a very good movement in the final third, looked a real creative threat, and like you say, for those guys that haven't played, because you're trying to manage that. There's not 11 players that are going to get through all of this period, and especially, you know, at the beginning of the season. So we're having to look at it and manage the players when you bring them in and when you take one or two out without disrupting the fluency of the team.
Sorry,
Ronnie.
Okay, Ronnie. I was just going to ask you what you thought of Tom Rogic's
performance. Yeah, he was excellent. Yeah, he's been building up over the last 2 to 3 weeks or so, and yeah, he just finds space naturally, and like you say, he creates a goal, scores a goal, and you know, I thought that final third of the pitch we looked really, really dangerous, and some of our play and the speed of the play was exceptional. Again, like I say, our work rate was the players on the back of a Champions League game, their intensity was very good. So yeah, he was one of a number of very good players.
Rodic, of course, did brilliant in that goal, but Edouard's run from your own box to support to get to that position.
Yeah, it's something that we've worked on over the course of the off season in terms of that counter attack. Our team's got speed; it's dynamic. So in those situations, we've got that power and speed to do that. So nice little setup by James, and like you say, Tom takes him away. I was saying to Ollie, was it a shot? But he assures me it was an assist. But yeah, the hunger. If you watch the goal back again, you see the speed and the hunger to get up there. And it was a lovely goal.
You've relied heavily on Odson over the qualifiers so far. Is it good to get Lee back just to give him that bit of support?
Yeah, it's competition as well. I think that's very important. You know, like I say, he's a young player. You have to, you know, he's only 20 years of age, Odson. Been outstanding in his time here, and he's only going to get better. But like I say, it's important that we have all our strikers fit, because none of them are going to play in all the games that we're going to play in. So, and I thought Lee was excellent when he came on. Good movement, touch, hungry, and he played very well.
Good nick for midfield. Good nick.
Yeah. No, it's, as I said, the focus in the team is very good. And like I say, these can be sticky games. These, you know, when a team that's newly promoted haven't had a great couple of seasons. But I thought we stayed calm with it, circulated the ball well, and like I say, we ended up with three goals and with possibilities to score more with a final touch.
Brendan, there's a suggestion that the club have withdrawn their interest in John McGinn because they set a deadline to respond. Do you know anything about that? Can you say anything about that?
I can't say anything on that, no. Again, I can't say anything on that.
Okay. Name Daniel Alzani.
Yeah. I can say something on that. he's obviously, I believe, finalising his deal with Manchester City and in talks with ourselves in order to come in as a possibility. So, never exciting young talent, and like I say, we'll see if we can get that organised in the next few days.
Would that possibly be with a view in mind to midweek, Brendan? Is that unrealistic?
No, it's not going to be midweek, because he's only just flown in. He hasn't trained, you know. So he's obviously been at the World Cup, come in, so he'd need to be in for a number of weeks before he could get up to speed.
Sure. Do you have fitness issues with Wednesday in mind?
No, I think everyone was fine. That was our idea, to try and manage the group through and get guys game time. So I think the only red flag here is Ollie. So we'll see where he's at with his ankle. It looked a sore one, but sometimes when it settles down, it should be okay. But we'll see.
Would you consider Bedrick playing in any shape or form, Brendan, even on the bench, or is it too early?
Just assess that. He's been back a week, so we'll just need to see where he's at. You know, if it wasn't for this midweek, we would certainly look at the away leg for sure. Okay, thank you very much.
Hard work, everything we knew it would be. I mean, we've put a lot of work in this week on preparing for the exact scenarios where you're going to be penned in, you're going to be working so hard side to side. You can't cover everything in football. You've got to give up certain things, and we're trying to give up, you know, make them go round the side of us, try and stop them going through. That's where they're really, really good. If you look at the way they play, their 1-2 touch pass and their movement in and around the box can kill teams. Their movement's very good. So we're trying to take that out of the game and force them wide, and just disappointing that that's led to the first goal. When we get it wide and our set-up, we should deal with that probably better. But sometimes crosses come in, it's the right cross, it's the right run, it's the timing's right, and it falls on someone's head, and it actually just literally fell right on Tom Rogers' head. So it's disappointing. The second goal's the biggest one. I mean, we look at set plays, and we had looked at things to try and work on things, and the lads kind of just never got quite on the same page there, and it allowed a breakaway for our corner, which was particularly disappointing. But the boys stuck to the game plan. They stuck to the game plan right to the end. You'll see teams come here, and you'll see teams in the past that have came here and go 2-3-0 down and chuck it, let their heads down, and three can quickly become six. but I thought the lads stuck to the task very, very well, fought to the end, defended very, very well, gave everything out there, left nothing, left it all on the pitch, and yeah, I'm really proud of the way they stuck to their task.
Shows that spirit, shown even
in
the second minute when you're still going, you get that goal back. I mean, obviously the game's done then, but
yeah,
it shows the desire of the players.
That's something I've tried to, I mean, that's in this team, it's already in this team, that work ethic and that togetherness, but it's just trying to harness it and bring this on. And this today, I always say, come 5 o'clock on Saturday, the lads will be left in no doubt of what this league's about and what the step up is, because that's the best team you're going to play at home. When they're unfurling the flag and there's so much surrounding it, it's a real test, and we'll learn a lot from today. And I learnt a lot, that everything I believed is in this team is in it. So I'm really, really proud of the lads that they stuck to the task and never let their head drop. Yeah, we moving forward will definitely be looking to improve on the ball, but you'll probably not play many teams that are going to keep the ball off you like that.
Upset with the third,
it
looked a soft penalty.
It was a soft penalty. Again, it's something when you're the smaller team coming to Parkhead, it's these kind of things can go against you. You may, I mean, I thought we maybe had a wee shout for a couple, to be honest with you. The one with Lee Miller, it looks like he's going to head it, and he was getting held back just at the start of the second half, and then the handball as well. Like, listen, you get them, you don't get them, but that's another thing. The lads just dust themselves off and they go again, they accept it and they move on. Yeah, it's disappointing, because had that penalty not been given and we defended the way we went, you nick a goal at the end, you just never know. Football's a funny old game, and there's more than one way to skin a cat. And we at 2-0, you get a goal, all of a sudden you can throw everything out like the kitchen sink at them and try and get that equaliser. But listen, I say it all along, we're not going to be judged on whether we can beat Celtic Parkhead. That's absolutely no doubt about that. It's whether we can get these levels of intensity, this togetherness, which I've no doubt we will moving forward. I think we'll be competitive in the majority of the games this year.
Do you take the chance? I mean, are you going to see Brendan afterwards?
Yeah.
Take a chance to pick his brains, try and kind of learn from him.
Listen, you're a young manager, and 5 weeks into a job, you look anywhere you can get advice, anywhere you can pick up a wee nugget here or there is going to be crucial moving forward to improve and learn. So that's something I have been doing over the last few weeks and will continue to do moving forward. Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Yeah. First day of the league, so good to win at home in front of a full stadium. Yeah, it's a good start for us.
Did you score with a head? How many headers have you scored?
Yeah, it's my first to the club, so nice, but obviously the most important thing was the team and the performance, and I think this early in the season, just building a bit of momentum and keep pushing on.
Did the cross from John Hayes make it easy for you? Was it just a case of getting a touch on it? Or
that? Yeah, it was a great ball. I think Johnny gives you that. Sometimes it's just touch and deliver maybe half a second quicker than some players, so I just tried to get on the end of it and thankfully it went in.
With your celebration, is it so unusual for you that you're going to draw attention to it?
No, just a bit of a joke with some of the boys, and as I said, the most important thing was the win, but yeah, it was nice to score too.
Did you get wound up by them for not using your height to your full advantage sometimes, is it?
Yeah, look, maybe for my size I should score a few more, and something I've been working on, so nice to get the rewards of that, and hopefully I'll be able to add a few more for the club in the future.
Fantastic run for the second goal. You broke up the park.
Yeah, we broke quite quickly. It was a great touch by James, and I think everyone played a part in that, so Hodson's doing well. Good to score another goal for him, and as I said, we just keep moving forward.
What's your knackered by the time you gave the ball to you? I love you.
No, I just tried to be positive and drive forward and maybe draw their defender in and play the ball at the right time. So thankfully it worked out for us, and it was a good goal.
How do you assess the mentality of the team going into, you know, such a huge run of games at the moment, notwithstanding the league, but amongst the Champions League stuff, how would you assess the team going into this game on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think we're in a good place. There's a few boys coming back. It's an important time of the season for us. We're just trying to build momentum. The qualifiers obviously are massive games for us, and it's just about keeping that momentum going game after game and keep improving and progressing. It's obviously still early in the season and people are still getting up to 100% fitness, and every game's kind of important to work on that, as well as things as a team and just progressing and our all-round performance. So I felt as though we did that today. It was disappointing to concede at the end. But for the most part, it was a was a great start to the season.
You committed to a 5-year contract at the start of the summer, Tom. Do you feel really settled now, as we can have a really good season here this year?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously that was nice to have my future settled and sorted, but you know, the hard work certainly continues, and just trying to work as hard as I can to improve and become better, and I'm very happy here.
How would you describe, as a player, your fellow Aussie who's about to come in on loan from Man City? How good is he?
Yeah, he's a good kid. He's a talent. He's only young, but he's definitely a talent. So,
okay, and does he play in the team, Tom? What's his?
I think he, you know, as an attacking player, he'll excite the fans, and I know the clubs are certainly working hard to get him here. So, yeah, hopefully, it'd be nice to have another Australian. As I said, he's got bags of potential, and you know, it'd be a great learning experience, and if we can get him here, he's going to come from playing in the A-League where you know, you have 27 games, and he's going to come here to a season where we have 60 plus games and fighting in four competitions and you know, playing in front of 60,000 every week. So it'll be a great challenge for him, and hopefully, as I said, we can get him here. It'd be nice to have another Aussie.
Do you think the style of Scottish football will suit him more? Will he suit Scottish football?
I think when you're a good player, you suit all styles. So as I said, Daniel's a bright talent. He's only young, so you know, he'll need a bit of time, but his future's bright.
Of course, it was exactly the same for you when you came here. I mean, you're happy to take him under your wing and be a mentor figure for him?
Yeah, by all means. As I said, he's a good kid, so he just needs a bit of time, and I think so at the World Cup. He was a bright spark for Australia, and you know, we need more, as Australia, as a team, we need more bright young players playing for big clubs in Europe, playing for teams and competitions in Europe. So it's a good step for him. Hopefully we'll get him here, and so it's good for the national team as well.
Have you spoken to him about the possibility, you know, when it's emerged that he could come here?
Yeah, he's given me a call, asked me about the club and what I think, and I said I just signed a 5-year contract, so it kind of speaks for itself. So I told him, you know, what I think of the club, and it's been a fantastic place for me to develop and progress and play my football. So hopefully that can be the same for him.
Great. Thanks, Tom. Thank you.
Okay, no worries.
Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness. So much joy you can give to each brand new bright tomorrow. Make me happy through the years. Never bring me any tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me fun, bring me sunshine, bring me love, sweet.